This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the 785. You suck, Dusty. I don't know if they're referring to actually I do suck or the fact that like the liner that is 913-586-7965. Call me up and tell me how much I
suck. That's right. It could be both.
Yeah.
We'll never know. Yeah, it is both. We don't see that commercial anymore.
No, thank God.
Was that just a baseball season commercial? Or did they kind of spill in the football season? You know what I didn't see any of? And I know you guys, I have no idea what the Super Bowl commercials were to this day.
Yeah, no idea.
I'm guessing the one with Seal and Sprite is probably a Super Bowl commercial. But other than that, I have no idea what the Super Bowl commercials were.
Right, and the Jimmy Johnson's the only one I remember.
That was the only one they showed in the stadium, though, you know?
Did you miss them?
No.
Yeah, me either.
No, I haven't missed them since the Chiefs have been in it, you know, all the time.
What's
the Super
funny
Bowl commercials
is,
were for when they weren't in it.
That's what's so funny true. Is you could probably, like, you probably saw 75% of them already.
And you don't even know it, is what I'm saying.
Well, I'm saying before the game.
Oh, there is that, too.
The whole like Super Bowl surprise factor is gone.
Yeah.
Like, now you can just go to the internet and you can see them all. So, I mean, it's, you know, it doesn't really do it for you anymore.
No, it does. Like, it's...
And everybody hates the halftime show, no matter who it is.
No matter who it is.
It's always hated.
Oh, no matter who it is, every other, you know, like, if you're not a fan of, you know, CCR or something like that, everybody complains about that. If you weren't a fan of Kendrick Lamar, people complained about that. Like, it's just, yeah, it's if I'm doing the halftime show, and if I'm asked to do the halftime show, I'm like, why? All people do is complain about it. No matter what we do, they complain.
Well, they do it because they're either getting ready to go on tour or getting ready to drop an album, and it's like free publicity.
It is, yeah. But the NFL does not pay people to do that. You have to invest your own money. Millions get invested into that halftime show, too.
Nuts.
Yeah, because you don't get paid. That's crazy. Hot Corner is on a Tuesday. We used to do Tough Tuesdays during the football season. During the baseball season, Hot Corner. So same concept, different language, different season. So, Bob, who is in your hot corner on this Tuesday?
Well, this wasn't a gentleman who I knew until yesterday, and his name is Craig Smith. Do you know who Craig Smith happens to be? Because this guy is on the hot corner right now. He was the Utah basketball coach. They fired him yesterday with four games to go in the season. This guy beat Kansas. Usually when you beat Kansas, that gives you a two-year stay, right? That doesn't hold weight anymore. This guy's 7-9 in the Big 12 and like four games above 500. And Utah's like, you're done. You're out.
Wow.
We're moving on. So that guy yesterday getting fired basically on the eve of March Madness, getting ready to start. Utah, probably not an NCAA tournament team, obviously, but they're moving on from that guy. And the interesting part of the story is Utah has the lowest NIL in the Big 12, and their big rival BYU just paid a cat $7 million to go there and play college basketball. And so if you're going to be firing coaches in college sports and you're a university that isn't providing them with the NIL that's proper to compete at these levels, that sucks for that coach, man. Like, now you're beholden to your alumni to donate enough money so you can go out and recruit players and be on the same level playing field. And if they don't donate money, you don't get good players, you lose your job. Another great NIL kind of fallout, if you will.
Which kind of has a similarity to pro sports, right? If the owner isn't willing to spend money, it's like, sorry, you're getting fired.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Ask every Royals manager who worked for David Glass other than Ned. Yep.
Mac, you got a hot corner?
Well, I just thought we'd do some generic stories here. KU, hot corner. Yesterday, rankings came out, not ranked for the first time in 1,400-plus days.
That seems like a lot, but it really isn't. I mean, it's like 3 years, 4 years, you know. Yeah,
that's pretty impressive still in college basketball.
Yeah.
No, it's amazing.
To be honest, like that is a very impressive number.
So, Bob, you wrote, I thought it was a good question. What's something that was shocking to hear for the first time in a long sports-wise?
Chiefs not being Super Bowl champs, right?
Yeah.
Over like 1,000 days.
Insane.
But think about that. Everybody's saying, oh, for the first time in 1,400 days, KU isn't ranked. The Chiefs, for the first time in like 1,000 days, haven't been Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, much more impressive. Super Bowl champs?
Yeah, but I mean, that's biased because, like, I mean.
Well, I'm very biased. That's
fair. I mean, they don't play for 6 months.
Yeah, but.
So, like, and then you play for an entire year and you have to wait for someone to actually win.
Yeah, but same with college basketball. There's all that time of. I think it's more impressive to be Super Bowl champs for like 1,000 straight days than it is to be ranked in college basketball.
It is a very impressive number. I'm not denying that. But I mean, like, to think that it's like more, I don't know.
I think it is because you are one of 25 in college basketball to be ranked, right? There's 25 teams that are part of the ranking. There's only one Super Bowl champion. To me, it's no question.
And then I guess all the people that are deciding to go to this are having a hot corner, tough Tuesday, whatever you want to call it. Firefest is coming back. I don't know if you guys have watched this documentary.
Oh, it's the best documentary.
It's the best
out
thing
there.
Ever.
Yeah.
Triangle cheese sandwich in a teepee.
Yes, oh, my God. And what people were doing for bottled water. Like
people. It was one guy.
It wasn't one dude. I couldn't remember that guy's name, but yeah, that one guy.
Water guy.
Forgot about that. Yikes.
If you are putting money out to buy a ticket to this, you're an idiot.
Billy McFarland, baby. Ja Rule.
If you don't know Firefest, this was a festival that epically failed, what, 10 years ago, 15 years
had
ago?
Had to be. I mean, it was...
What was it, the Bahamas or something? It was a destination festival.
And they were going to perform and have concerts and all this stuff, and they flew people down there, and there's no lodging, there's no concerts, there's no food, and there's no way to get off the island.
And all the pictures they saw were these resort lodges with these amazing amenities, and it's going to be this incredible experience. We spent all this money, and now we're stranded on this island. No one's here, and it's a crazy documentary, but they're bringing it back. Same guy.
Billy Mack.
That guy went to jail and got out of jail as fast as anybody I've ever seen. Like,
and
that guy went to jail immediately.
Same thing immediately when he got out of jail.
That's right.
Scammed people on tickets.
Right.
Again.
And people are going to pay money to go to this thing? Like seriously, you got to screw loose if you're putting money down to go to Fyre Festival. How soon before this is canceled?
Seriously. Packages start at $1,400. They go up to over $1 million.
Well, the last one went so well. Where do I sign up?
It's crazy.
I would say that my impressive thing, and I know I'm going to get a bunch of eye rolls, especially from the two gentlemen in this room. Ooh. Tiger Woods making 142 consecutive cuts on the PGA Tour.
Well, that's impressive.
Is
like, no eye roll at all.
That to me is the most impressive sports stat of my life.
How many years does that
98
encompass?
To 2005, he made every cut that he tried out for.
That's unbelievable, yeah.
That is, to me, the most impressive sports stat of my lifetime. My grandfather had Joe DiMaggio's hit streak. Mm-hmm. Like, some people have, you know, whatever. Cal Ripken's streak is amazing to me.
Yeah, that'll never be broken.
No. But 142 consecutive cuts made on the PGA Tour from 98 to 05.
That's the record, right?
Yes.
What was number two?
I mean, I have no idea. The streak began at Torrey Pines in 98 where Tiger Woods shot a 66 in the second round. He made the cut by 6 shots and went on to make every PGA Tour cut for the next 7-plus seasons. And the streak ended in 05 at the Byron Nelson Championship.
They couldn't finagle the numbers to get him on the final weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's just insane. I mean, I don't know what number two is.
Well, it's when you go, oh, wait.
Yeah. But I mean, because you like watch guy, like even like.
What happened in 05? Because that's before his wife beat his car with a golf club.
Maybe an injury. Maybe that's when the body started to shut down.
That was quick though, Dusty. Because then he came back 7 years in.
Then he came back in 07. Yeah, but he was just so, like, I mean, he was so much different. Like, he just changed the game completely, like, from being old fat guys that played, to where, like, all of a sudden it was, like, watching him swing the golf club. Like, it was crazy to watch because everybody was so mesmerized by it.
He made Phil get in shape.
Right. And then you, like, hear people talk. Like, I remember, I think it was, what's his name? He's the Irish guy. I don't know.
Paddy McFarland? No, Patrick Harrington, right?
No. David Faraday.
Oh.
And he was talking about him and he was just like, yeah, it's like a great swing, but eventually that body's going to give out And then, like, one day, like, that left knee with all that pressure and all that torque, it was just like, ugh. I mean, you just can't do it. You know, that's just what it is, man. Like, you just come down so hard on that golf. I mean, I don't need to get into it. But I would say to finish this out, my hot corner is Amazon and James Bond. F you, Bezos. I get it. You're probably a James Bond fan. Now you have complete content control over the Broccoli family who had it all, and now Amazon's going to ruin James Bond's legacy.
Gosh.
It's happening. It's going to happen. They're going to do like an origin story. They're going to do like a series. They're going to do all this stupid blank, and it's just going to suck. It'll never be the same again. So enjoy it while it lasted, but it's over.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
James Bond, gone. Thank you, Amazon. That is my 2 cents on the hot corner.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.